O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
With mighty voice the prophets cry that Christ the Lord is drawing near. Rejoicing they foresee the grace by which he saves us and redeems. And so our morning sun shines forth, our hearts ablaze with radiant joy. We hear the faithful voice resound, precursor of God's glorious gift. At that first advent, Christ our God came forth not to condemn the world, but came to cleanse our gaping wound, to seek and save what had been lost. Christ's second coming warns us all that he is standing at the gates to give to saints their glorious crowns and open wide the heavenly realm. Eternal light is now foretold. The saving star is shining forth. Its radiant splendor summons us and calls us to the heavenly court. Christ Jesus, you alone we seek, to see you face to face as God. May this unending vision be an everlasting hymn of praise. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be your children. And Zion shall be called Mother, for all shall be her children. It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children. And while they dance they will sing, in you all find their home. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets prove to be true. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he feeds his flock, in his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Who has kept in his hand the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span, who has held in a measure the dust of the earth, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord or has instructed him as his counselor. Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations count as a drop of the bucket, as rust on the scales. The coastlands weigh no more than powder. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocausts. Before him all the nations are as naught, as nothing and void he accounts them. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets prove to be true. Turn to us, O Lord. Make haste to help your people. The Lord is King, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim, the earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will, they kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord our God, you answered them. For them you are a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Turn to us, O Lord. Make haste to help your people. Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. You will see his glory within you. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Orientor, sicut sol salvator mundi et descendet in uterum virginis, sicut imber super gramen, alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oriator, sicut sol salvator mundi, et descendet in uterum virginis, sicut imper super gramen, alleluia. To Christ our Redeemer, who will come again to free from the power of death all those who return to him, let us humbly pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
As we proclaim your coming, Lord, cleanse our hearts of every vain desire.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord, may the church which you founded proclaim your greatness to all peoples.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Your law is a light to our eyes. Let it protect those who trust in you.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You allow the joys of your coming to be foretold to us by your church. May we receive you with eager devotion.
Come, Lord Jesus. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation, and always celebrate it with due reverence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.